Get ready for this piping hot tea. Get ready for tea time and filter with your girl loving tea. Spilling all this hot tea on this podcast street. So get ready for this piping hot tea. From tea time and filter with your girl loving tea. Welcome to another episode of Tea Time Unfiltered. So there's a lot of mess going on right now on social media. If you guys don't know, Jimmy Kimmel has been gone for months. He needed some rest. He needed some much needed vacation time. And I'm not mad at him, honey, because every now and then we do have to break away from social media. We do need to break away from our jobs. We need to think about our mental health. You know what I'm saying? Just woosah a bit. You know what I'm saying? Breathe a bit and just let the stressors of the world go. So Jimmy Kimmel, honey, you know, he's been gone for about damn near 3 months. So everybody named Mama, except for Lovely T, been hosting the Jimmy Kimmel Show. Like Wanda Sykes, Stephen A. Smith, Arsenio Hall, Nick Kroll, Julia Bowen. It's been a lot of guest hosts that have filled his spot while he's gone. So he decided to come back yesterday, and he's causing some controversy because he basically is saying that unvaccinated people should not get ICU beds. So that is causing a lot of controversy right now. I'm going to go ahead and play you guys the clip. Go ahead and check this out.
From a year ago, Dr. Fauci said that if hospitals get any more overcrowded, they're going to have to make some very tough choices about who gets an ICU bed. That choice doesn't seem so tough to me. Vaccinated person having a heart attack? Yes, come right on in. We'll take care of you. Unvaccinated guy who gobbled horse goo? Rest in peace, Wheezy.
All right, so you guys just heard what Jimmy Kimmel had to say. So I want to kind of rewind it back. The reason why he's talking about this and even saying what he's saying is because there's all this controversy about ivermectin. And I didn't really want to go there during my live stream yesterday just because y'all know, honey, YouTube be tripping. They be demonetizing people, all that stuff. But on the podcast, I can go there. So ivermectin is basically a horse dewormer. And what happened, the reason why this even got into the American lexicon as of now is because of good old Joe Rogan. So Joe Rogan put it out there that basically ivermectin has helped him because he caught COVID. So I'm going to go ahead and play you guys this news clip because the whole Joe Rogan situation has caused a lot of controversy as well. So y'all go ahead and check this out.
He's been one of the loudest COVID vaccine skeptics.
It's a completely new kind of vaccine. The idea that people shouldn't be skeptical or nervous about that is kind of hilarious.
Now this morning, Joe Rogan, the mega popular podcaster and UFC commentator, says he tested positive for COVID.
I got fevers and sweats and I knew what was going on.
Telling fans on Instagram he got back from taking his show on the road Saturday night. Reportedly, he was in Florida, where COVID cases are setting records. It's unclear whether the 54-year-old has been vaccinated. Rogan also sharing with his over 13 million followers that he's taking the drug ivermectin, meant to treat parasites and worms in horses and other animals.
We immediately threw the kitchen sink at it. All kinds of meds, monoclonal antibodies, ivermectin.
Despite being unproven as a COVID treatment and dangerous for humans in high doses, ivermectin has received a recent boost from online misinformation, prompting warnings from the FDA and other health officials. The FDA tweeting last month, "You are not a horse. You are not a cow. Serious, y'all. Stop it." With millions of listeners and a $100 million licensing deal with Spotify, Rogan has influence, setting off a firestorm earlier this year, suggesting healthy younger people didn't need the vaccine.
If you're a healthy person and you're exercising all the time and you're young and you're eating well, like, I don't think you need to worry about this.
Savannah asked Dr. Anthony Fauci for his take on Rogan's comments.
Well, that's incorrect, Savannah.
Young, healthy people should get vaccinated.
Absolutely.
Vaccine proponent Prince Harry, who also has an exclusive deal with Spotify, took Rogan to task.
Stay out of it. And if you have a platform, with a platform comes responsibility.
Rogan quickly responded to the backlash.
I'm not an anti-vax person. I'm not a doctor. I'm a moron. And I'm a cage fighting commentator. I'm not a respected source of information, even for me.
No argument there. Doctors warn people can overdose on the drug and experience a slew of ills, such as nausea, even death. Rogan thanked modern medicine for pulling him out of it so quickly and easily. And he says he's been getting better every day since Sunday.
All right. So you guys just heard that news clip. So like I said, a lot of people were really knocking Joe Rogan for talking about ivermectin. And, you know, Joe Rogan said it's helped him out. And so this caused an uptick this past weekend of people ending up in the emergency room because they were taking ivermectin, you know, horse dewormer, and they were getting sick. And they were supposedly saying that it was so bad that in certain states, they couldn't even treat gunshot victims because they had to treat all these ivermectin cases. It was insane. So in Oklahoma, a few doctors came out and they're claiming that ivermectin is causing overdoses in Oklahoma ERs. So this is from people taking, I guess, the PACE formula, and the PACE formula is meant for horses. So a lot of people are getting sick and I guess overdosing from it. But then it was insane because over the weekend, Tim Fuorican and a few other people have posted a video of Alex Jones literally going crazy on Twitter where he's taking ivermectin, but I guess he has the pill form, which is, you know, for humans. So I want y'all to go ahead and check this out real quick.
Here, people. Overhead shot, please. You know what this is? This is ivermectin for humans. It won a Nobel Prize as an antiviral. And this is inhalable, or these are the tablet steroids. So let me show you. I was going to do this anyways earlier. See this? See this, Fauci? You see this, Bill Gates? I'm going to kill those prions, you bastard murderers. You're going to hit me with a bioweapon, you monster. You want to suppress me? You want to kill me, you son of a bitch? You goddamn demon? You think I'm easy to kill? Think I'm going to roll over to your crap? No. And Joe Rogan kicked your murdering ass, too. You'd love to bury him, too, you little monster maggot. He's in this National Geographic piece about, oh, I don't usually deal with my enemies right away. I get them later. Yeah, you creep up on with a poison injection, dressed up in a lab coat, you little Joseph Mengele, Nuremberg Code violating monster. You damn monster. See, I have little cancer proteins like that. Nobel Prize winning for humans. 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 What, 2005? Nobel Prize winning for humans. Oh, Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan. He just went and drank the horse paste. He's stupid. I bet he got it from Alex Jones. They're both so dumb. They're both going to be dead. Yeah, that's why Joe's worth like $300 million. Yeah, he's real stupid. That's why he lives in a $60 million house on the river. You leftists taking all the shots and dying are the dumbasses. He's the one that headlines with Dave Chappelle, not you. You're stupid. And I sure wish you'd wake up. But you sit there calling me stupid, an independent media person that built the biggest independent media operation in the world that changed the whole paradigm with my badass listeners, and you sit around and laugh at us? Medical doctors gave that to me. It is incredible. It helped my family. It helped me. It helped everybody. And it's approved for humans for all sorts of viral stuff. But that murderer Fauci doesn't want you to know because he wants the planet for himself and he wants you dead. Well, guess what, Fauci? We ain't rolling over and dying so easily, you little murderer.
All right. So you guys just heard Alex Jones's rant. And, you know, Alex Jones, honey, he's a comedian in his own light, even though he don't think he is. You know, just some of his antics make me laugh. Okay. But I will say this, the whole situation is very, very scary because you have a lot of people, there is a lot of misinformation out there. You have people jumping on any bandwagon and it's like, why are y'all taking things to prevent something that you don't even have and may not have even been exposed to? It doesn't make sense. You know what I'm saying? Vaccine aside, I don't care if you want to be vaccinated, don't want to be vaccinated. But why go and take ivermectin when you haven't even been diagnosed with anything? Most of these people have not even been diagnosed with COVID. So why are we taking horse dewormer? I don't care if it's a paste or a pill. I'm not taking shit to cure nothing that I haven't been diagnosed with. That should just be common sense. So, you know, I get the frustration and I get people being scared. But I think at this point, we need to stop living in fear and people need to use common sense. You know what I'm saying? If you're scared, put on a mask. Wash your hands, use hand sanitizer, things like that. But I also don't like this whole talk of if you're not vaccinated, you don't deserve ER treatment. I don't like that narrative that Jimmy Kimmel is spinning. And I'm seeing a lot of people repeating that on social media, even before he said it. I was seeing people write this on Reddit and on social media. You guys heard his audience clapping. How is that okay? Vaccination or not, millions of people pay health insurance and they pay hundreds of dollars per month. If I have health insurance and I'm having a medical emergency, I'm going to the ER and I better get treatment. Point blank, period. If that is the logic that we're going to use and say that if you're unvaccinated, you shouldn't get treatment, well then, okay, let's say you're morbidly obese. You shouldn't be eating all them damn donuts and all them damn good cookies and shit like that. Well, if you're morbidly obese, you don't have the right to health care. And, you know, if you're having a heart attack, don't come to the ER. Just crawl over and die because you didn't take care of your body. That's not how the medical system works here in America. If you have insurance, hell, even if you don't have damn insurance, you can go into the ER and get seen. So I don't like that narrative because I see a lot of people who are vaccinated, like I've been saying for a while, getting this really elitist attitude and thinking that they're better than. You didn't die for anyone's sins. You just simply chose to get a vaccine. It doesn't make you better than anybody. Just like somebody being unvaccinated, it doesn't make you superior. It doesn't make you more smart. It's just a freaking choice. Like, why is this such a political divide? I just don't get it. So today's sponsor is brought to you by EveryPlate.com. Experience fuller plates and fuller wallets with America's best value meal kit. EveryPlate makes home cooking easy and affordable and a much cheaper alternative to takeout, but it's just as delicious. EveryPlate also offers a changing menu of 14 recipes per week, featuring a range of flavors and ingredients so you'll never get bored. One thing that me and my family personally like about EveryPlate is not only the low, low price, but the fact that they have these meal prepping cards that come with it so you can see exactly what you're doing. I give the kits to my kids and I let them go ham in the kitchen. So if you guys are interested in trying EveryPlate, make sure you do the following. To try EveryPlate for $1.99 per meal, go to EveryPlate.com and don't forget to enter in the code SIPSLOW199. Again, to get started with EveryPlate, make sure you go to EveryPlate.com and make sure that you use my code SIPSLOW199. That's up to $100 value, so step up and get a plate. Even today, there was a whole trend on Twitter talking about unvaccinated people's logic. And they were just clowning unvaccinated people, saying that people who are unvaccinated, they should die, they will die. There are all these memes, you know, and I just think it's just really disgusting how divided the nation has gotten. And it's gotten even more divided because of, you know, these celebrities and just all this craziness. You know what I'm saying? If Joe, you know, Rogan ended up getting COVID, I'm sorry he got it. Do whatever treatment, you know, you feel will help you. But you have to be careful about what you push because all Joe Rogan said was, oh, I use ivermectin. Me never even hearing of that, just like millions of people who have never heard of ivermectin, they're just going to Google ivermectin and order what they see, unfortunately, right? A lot of people are just lemmings and they don't think. I didn't know there was one for humans and one for horses. And most people probably didn't know that either. They're like, well, damn, this one is apple flavored. Let me get that flavor. You know what I'm saying? As long as it tastes good, it doesn't matter. So we have to be careful about the information that we're putting out there because a lot of people do not do their own research. Because from what Joe Rogan said and from what Alex Jones showed, it looks like there's two different ivermectins, but the people who got sick did not know that. So this is where information can become dangerous. And this is why as an adult, you need to do your own due diligence and really research stuff. But again, instead of taking these random pills and horse paste and all this stuff, how about you wash your hands? How about you wear a mask if you're going out in public and you don't feel safe? You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, this virus, I'm sorry, it's not going anywhere. And I, for one, I'm just tired of it. I'm tired of the political divide. I'm tired of the social media divide. I'm tired of the unvaccinated versus vaccinated. All this division is just low vibrational and it's legit draining. And I don't like it. You know what I'm saying? It's really sad because a year ago there was no vaccine and we were all in this together, just trying to keep each other entertained and keep each other sane. And you know what I'm saying? Missing each other and really understanding that we need to stop taking people for granted and not reaching out to them and seeing them because when everything shut down, you know, we went months without seeing our family, you know? So I just don't like the fact that now families are legit being divided because of this vaccine. You have people being uninvited to weddings, uninvited to parties, you know, being called names, being, you know, harassed by their immediate family, parents, siblings. It's insane the stuff that's going on. And I just don't like that. And I don't like the fact that now people are trying to say, if you're sick, if you know, if you weren't, if you're not vaccinated, regardless of what your issue may be, it may not even be a COVID related issue, but if you're not vaccinated, you don't deserve to go to the ER. That is bullshit. Because like I said, then by that logic, how about we say, well, damn, if you're doing drugs, if you're getting high on meth all day, okay, meth shouldn't be in your system. If you're smoking fucking fentanyl laced blunts, that shouldn't be in your system. Well, then you don't deserve to go to the ER and get treatment because you put yourself in that situation. So you see how it's a slippery slope? You can't say that people can't go to the ER being unvaccinated, but then in the same breath, you're going to help somebody having a drug overdose who basically got themselves high and put themselves in that situation 9 times out of 10, right? Because nobody really needs meth in their system. Right. But unfortunately, people try shit and they get addicted. So I get that. But I'm just using that as an example, just like I did with obesity. You know, there's certain things people get themselves into certain situations. But as a medical professional, it's not your job to judge. So by that logic, every gangbanger who's out here doing stupid shit, you know what I'm saying, being young and dumb, if they get shot, should they not receive medical treatment then? Because they put themselves in a situation, you were gangbanging, the ops saw you and shot you. So, oh well, we'll just let you die and bleed out on the corner because you shouldn't have been gangbanging. So before people come in the comments and say things like, no, you can't compare gunshots and obesity to COVID because COVID is a viral infection. It's very contagious. Well, guess what? Working in the medical system, many doctors, nurses, hell, you could be the lunch lady bringing lunch every day to the different rooms. You could be the cleaning person. There are many communicable diseases out there. There are many contagious and infectious diseases out there that medical staff and hospital workers put themselves at risk to get every day. You know, all we hear about is COVID, but before COVID, there are things like the flu, there's things like hepatitis A, hepatitis B, Ebola. There's all types of communicable diseases that medical professionals put themselves at risk for, but they know that when they take on the job. Anybody who works in the hospital understands that when they take on the job. I remember because my father works in the hospital, you know, him always telling me that one of the places where you risk getting infection is at the hospital. You know, things can get cross-contaminated. You can catch things from people while you're waiting in the ER to get seen. So sometimes the hospital itself is a place where you can go in for one thing and come out with another. So again, I say that to say that it's not fair for people to just say, well, you're not vaccinated, so you don't deserve treatment. There are other illnesses that also have vaccines for them, like chicken pox, you know, certain measles, HPV. There's diseases like that that have vaccines attached to them that people don't take. That does not mean that they should be denied medical treatment. That's not how the medical establishment works in America. And I just don't really like this whole narrative that's being spun that a segment of the population should not receive emergency or medical treatment, especially when they're paying for health insurance, especially when they're paying for coverage. For them to be denied treatment is nonsense and very, very discriminatory. And we're walking a very thin line when we do that. So when we say things like that, be prepared if down the line, then they start saying, well, hey, if you're morbidly obese, that's on you. Don't come here. If you're out here gangbanging and get shot, oh, well, that's on you. Don't come here. If you're trying to be an influencer and you mess around and break your leg, that's on you. Don't come here. I mean, like, where do we draw the line? You know what I'm saying? Where do we stop the foolishness? I say before we even drop the line, let's just not even entertain the foolishness. Jimmy Kimmel, you know better. You're doing too much. You know what I'm saying? Welcome back. But I wasn't feeling what he said. That wasn't cool. Treat everyone with respect, regardless of their vaccination status. You know what I'm saying? And stop acting like if you are vaccinated, somehow you're better than. And everybody wants to keep talking about, you need to follow the science. And the science this and the science that. But it's very interesting that when the science is showing that vaccinated people can and do spread the virus, okay, they are just as susceptible to spreading the virus as unvaccinated people. Somehow nobody talks about that science. Everything is the unvaccinated people's fault, but not the fact that people are vaccinated and still ending up with COVID. And people are saying, oh, well, at least when you get it, if you're vaccinated, you're less likely to die. That's BS to me. You don't know that. You're not God. You don't know what's God's will. You know what I'm saying? There's people who have been vaccinated and they've died. There's people who are unvaccinated, had COVID last year, and they were just fine. They had slight fevers, you know what I'm saying, chills, and they made it through okay. So to me, everything is God's will. I don't think it's cool to say that because somebody got a vaccine, that makes them less likely to die. But then when you have people who've been vaccinated and they die, then it's crickets. But as soon as it's somebody who's unvaccinated, as soon as they die, oh, it's front page news. They're going through their tweets. They're going through the Instagram and trying to prove that they're an anti-vaxxer when literally that person just probably just didn't care or just didn't want to get it or wanted to wait to find out more information or were just hesitant of getting it because that is our God-given right to just be like, you know what? I'm cool. I'm going to wait for more information. You know what I'm saying? To each his own. I'd rather just wear my mask. You know what I'm saying? If I have to go to work, I'd rather just get tested, you know, once a week, once a day, whatever they do at people's jobs, instead of just getting the vaccine. And that should be people's choices. And it seems like that choice is being slowly eroded from many people. You know, people are being threatened now with their jobs. People are getting fired. Hell, people are even walking out of their jobs and quitting because they're being put against the wall to, you know, inject themselves with a vaccine that has not been thoroughly tested. For some people, that is how they feel, and they have the right to feel that way. Just like if you feel like the vaccine is a lifesaver, you have the right to feel that way as well. So I don't know. That whole situation just really bothered me. Like I said, I feel like it's a lot of information to unpack. It's a lot of information out there. A lot of people are just desperate to keep themselves safe. And I think the best way to keep yourself safe, if you are worried, if you're, you know, nervous, is to wear your mask, wash your hands, keep doing what you were doing in 2020. If you're not going to go get the vaccine, you know what I'm saying? So I think you just have to be smart about it. You know, depending on miracle cures like ivermectin and, you know, eating horse the wormer paste, it's not that serious, especially if you haven't even been diagnosed with COVID. That just boggles the mind as to why anybody would take this and they don't even have COVID symptoms, never been diagnosed. So let's just stop the foolishness, you guys. Let's behave like adults and treat everybody with respect. So on that note, thank you guys so much for tuning in to Tea Time Unfiltered with your girl, Lovely T. I will talk to you guys later. Enjoy the rest of your day. Deuces.
Thank you for listening to today's show. Make sure you join us again soon. For all the latest tea, make sure you follow me on my social media pages. Just put in LOVELYTI on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube.